My goodness. Well, I don't know if you knew what the topic of the sermon was this morning, but it's the Lord will provide. He's provided everything we need, everything we're going to need. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Are we living by faith? Are we living by faith? Do we trust the Lord God Almighty? Or are we just living life? Sometimes I just wonder how many people are just going through the motions, just going through the day by day, in and out. Every little thing that happens, we just kind of live in life. We just kind of like, you wake up, you get your coffee, you do what you need to do, you comb your hair, you get dressed, you go to work. You eat your lunch. Is it the same old thing day in and day out? Are we living by faith in the Son of God? Many of us sure think we are, but we're missing out on so much. Are we singing the old B.B. King song, "The Thrill Is Gone"? Some of us Christians have lost our fire for God. It's amazing to me to see how many folks are in the midst of a great worship time and they're yawning, they're checking out their phone messages, they're checking out who's on Facebook, they're off into some other, trying to plan lunch or what you're doing tomorrow. And the Spirit of God is hovering. I mean, I don't know if you felt it this morning, but he was here and he is here and he's hovering. But the Holy Spirit comes in power and in waves, and he's coming now, right now, and into our world today. And he's trying to get Christians' attentions and say, wake up! Because we're just maintaining. And it's not about maintaining, but it's about living. Running with endurance, the word says. Some of us have lost our fire. We've lost our joy for life, our joy for Christ, our joy for church, our joy for worship, our joy for our family. We've just existing. Oh, well, here we go again. Another Christmas, another Thanksgiving, another New Year, another summer, another VBS. Oh my, it's not just another. I don't know, can we catch a glimpse of what God wants to do? What does he want to do inside of you today? Say today. What does he want to do inside of you tomorrow? What does he want to do inside of you? But build a relationship. Build your Christianity. Build a spiritual foundation like never before, and quit trying to focus on the medial things of this world, the temporal things of this world. It's all going to burn away. Why? Why have we lost our joy? Well, many of us don't understand that our Christian lives is a journey. It's an everyday journey. When we wake up in the morning, it's time for us to rejoice and say, God, what do you have for me to do today? Well, I'm just going to get up and get my coffee. Go out on the porch, smoke a cigarette. Woo-wee, boy, it sure is a pretty day today. Look at the birds in the air. You know, everybody's got their little routines that they get up and say routine. Same old stuff. But it's time for us to get before the Lord and seek his face and say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? What is my mission? What is your mission statement for your life? To do God's will? That's mine. Lord, I just want to serve God in my generation. I just want to do what you called me to do, because guess what? How many of you know we're getting older? Surprise! And we're not getting any younger. So you better start doing what you can while you can, because you don't have tomorrow promised to you. Anybody say amen? You know what I'm talking about, huh? Because we don't understand that our life is a journey. And each day we have an opportunity to get up and praise the Lord and give him glory and find out, Lord, what? Lord, say Lord. You see, sometimes it's the only time we say Lord is when we come to church. Lord, God Almighty, what do you want me to do today? Now, I mean, you know, I've been asking that question for, I'll say, 40-ish years. You know, he has never yet came in and said, well, this is what I want you to do. First, I want you to get up, and I want you to take your bath, and then I want you to brush your teeth. Never has that ever happened. Never has he said, guess what I'm going to do for you today? I want you to go out to Walmart and go down there, and when that person asks for you to pray, he's never done that. But when I started preparing my heart, when I started reading the Word of God and I got the Word in my heart and mind, guess what happens? Usually, what happens is when I touch the throne of God, when I reach through the crowd and grab the hem of his garment that day, is when all of a sudden that day is when I get to talk to somebody about Jesus. You see, it's not about every day doing, I mean, talking to somebody about Jesus, but that day, say that day, it's got to be ready. You got to be ready in season. Say in season. Watch this. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary. How many of you know you got an adversary? Do you know that the devil's trying to kill, steal, and destroy you? Now, I know you've read that scripture, and you've read it many times, and you said, yep, the devil's out there, and he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy all them Christians. What about you? Do you know he's trying to mess you up? He's trying to destroy your life? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, say my adversary, walks about like a roaring lion seeking who is not ready, seeking who is not prepared, seeking whom he may devour. Why will he be able to devour us? Because we wasn't ready. Have you ever fell off the wagon? Have you ever got yourself into a situation you said, how did I get here? Because we was not prepared for what was coming to us that day. I'm here to tell you, how many of you know sometimes, you know, you can get out and go to crank up your vehicle and it will, and you're cussing it out. You're mad. You're saying, God, how come my car is a piece of junk? Lord, how come my car won't crank? Lord, why did I have a flat tire this morning? Don't you know I was in a rush? I'm late for work, Lord. How many of you know it just might be to save your life? Put you in a different time frame than where you would have been. The devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he did. Watch what it says here. Resist him. Say resist him. You know that means stop him. You know that means just resist. Don't fall into the trap. Don't raise your hand. How many of you fell into the trap a few times? Please don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. Resist him steadfastly. How? In the faith. You see, because sometimes we struggle. We struggle with understanding life. Somebody stole my yellow glasses rag. You got a rag for your glasses in your purse? Look for it. I can't see. I got dirt on these things. Therefore, say therefore. Therefore, today, I'd like to tell you about understanding life is a journey. My wife's got a rag. Yeah, bring it on up. She's got it. I know she keeps a little rag for her glasses in her purse. You know, ain't it great to have some people that's prepared for life? Hey, I usually keep one right here, but it's gone. Somebody took it. Somebody liked it. Anyway, if you stole my yellow rag, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Never mind. God will, say God will, supply. God will supply. He gave it to my wife, so God gave it to me. Amen. Jehovah Jireh is what the word calls him. He shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God gave us what we need. Watch this. Just when we need it. How many of you know God has given you just when you needed it? He gave you what you needed. Can you say amen? We got a few witnesses here. Oh, my goodness. We may have went to church. We may have went and got saved. We may have went and got baptized. And we may even be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? But are we living life? Do we realize that our life is that journey that begins? Mercies are new every day. Do you know his mercies are new every morning? What a mighty God we serve. We serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God wants to restore. Watch this. You know, because God, we always heard this. God wants to restore our relationship. God wants to restore us. Do you know he wants to restore his relationship daily? Say daily. Each and every day. He wants to restore it. He wants to bring us to a place of understanding that he's got this. You see, because when we know he's got it, we will not be worried nowhere near as much as we're. You can raise your hands here. How many of you are worried about some things right now? You got some issues in your life that you are just fearful of. Father, you see the hands that are raised, Lord, for the ones that are fearful. Lord, let them come into your presence this morning, tomorrow morning, the rest of their lives, Lord, each and every day, let us come into your presence and trust you. Know that you are in control. You didn't just leave us out there. You have never forsaken us. But, Lord, that you have provided everything we need. We give you glory and honor, and everyone say amen. God wants to restore a personal day-by-day relationship. Psalms 51 and 12 says it like this. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your righteous, by your generous spirit. How many of you know he's generous? God wants to pour out all. He wants to pour it all out on you. But how many of you know we're not ready in a lot of times? We're not prepared. We're not ready for what he has already ready for us. Do you know what I'm saying? God has a generous spirit and he wants to bless you. Watch this. Genesis chapter 3 and 8, you know the story. And they heard the sound of the Lord. This is Adam and Eve walking in the cool of the day. And Adam said to his wife, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. Too many times we're hiding. This morning there were some folks in this building, in this time of worship that we just experienced, you were hiding from the Lord. You said, oh man, I don't want to get crazy. I don't want to lose control. I want to hang on to my control. I'm going to hide myself from the Holy Spirit. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know why we do that, but I'm here to tell you that if you would allow yourself to let go of the hiding and step out. How many of you know he knows right where you are? He knows right where you are anyway. You might be thinking you're hiding and you might be resisting the Lord, but he says to resist the devil and he'll flee. So resist the devil and allow yourself to be seen by the Lord and open up and just say, Lord, here I am in all my splendor. Oh boy. How many of you know we don't have too much splendor, but sometimes we think we do. Well, just reveal yourself to the Lord because he knows right where you are and he wants to touch your heart. Don't hide yourself. It said Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. Let me ask you this question. Why are we hiding? Why do we run away from the blessings of God? Why do we not follow Jesus? God wants to restore our relationship with him. And I know I've said that numerous times from here, but I'm here to tell you, the Lord specifically put on my heart today to tell you this. Daily, say daily. I got that about 20 times in my notes. Daily, we need to come into his presence. Watch this. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Now watch this. There's a big if. You see, this is where many of us have missed the understanding of a Christian journey. We go through and we're thinking, well, you know, the Lord's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. But there's an if. There's an if we're seeking him. If we're seeking him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. If we're going after God's direction. If we're seeking, say seeking. If we're seeking him, then we'll find. Ask, seek, knock. You see, many of us are not asking. Many of us are not seeking. Oh, we're asking, but for the wrong stuff. How many of you? Don't raise your hand. We ask for many things, stuff, but God wants a daily, personal communication, relationship. Today we took communion. We should take communion with the Lord every day, not necessarily in the natural, but in the spiritual. We should separate ourselves and say, Lord, I'm coming into your presence this morning. Early in the morning will I seek you. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 18, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Say new thing. I may be ready for a new thing right now. Father, you see the hearts that want a new thing in your life, in our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask you to stir them, Lord. Let them run after you with all of their heart, mind, and soul. Let them not just say, Lord, I want a new thing and do nothing about it. But Lord, I want a new thing and I want to seek your face. Watch this. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Say today. Today the Lord wants to make a way where there seems to be no way. If we're seeking him. If we truly desire to go after God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. John chapter 10 and 27 and 28 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Today, say today. I will give them eternal life. Today, I'll give them eternal life. And I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Today, no one can snatch you out of his hand. But we can walk away from him. We can walk away from what God has in store for our life today, tomorrow, the next day. We can pray and intercede, and, oh, Lord, please give me a new Lamborghini. And if it's not the Lord's will, you're not going to get one. We can pray and intercede and fast even and say, Lord, please let the saints have a good year this year. You see what I'm saying? Too many of us are I often wondered, to me, I ponder things. You got two teams playing, right? I'm just going to grab a football game, but you pick any game you'd like. You got two teams playing ball. All the people over here are praying that this guy makes the touchdown or the home run or whatever. And all the people over here are praying that they don't do it, that their team does it. Really? I mean, I've seen people on TV in the stands going, oh, please, God. Oh, please, God. Have you seen them? I have. Do you think God's really interested in the football game? I think he's more interested in their souls. And I know that he is. But too many of us are praying for the wrong stuff. Lord, I need a new house. I need a new car. I need a new spouse. Lord, I need this. I need that. Lord, how about I need a better relationship with Jesus Christ? Lord, I need the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct me and show me where I need to go today and how I need to be there and what do I need to say. Lord, what do I not need to say? Say amen. Today, stand therefore. Listen, Ephesians chapter 6 and 10. You've heard this scripture many times, I'm sure. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Say stand. Stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I think some of us are wrestling all kind of flesh and blood. But against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of this dark, of the darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, say therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in the evil days. Too many of us are not picking up our armor daily. Too many of us are just getting up, drinking our coffee, and expecting that to carry us through the day until we got home at 3 o'clock, had another cup. I'm here to tell you. I'm just picking on coffee. You use your vice, whatever it is. Red Bull, whatever those things are, drinks. just to get by another time, just to get past the next little bump, how many of you got some bumps in your life? You got a few bumps. Get through these next few bumps. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this dark age, against spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in the evil days, having done all to stand. I think that this next verse, it goes into the 14 and it talks about it, but I think that, somewhere along the line that stand, therefore, goes with that verse ahead of it. You know, we put the numbers and the letters and all that in there just for our verification, but I believe anyway. Stand, therefore. Today, we need to build a relationship daily with the Lord. Today, we need to start living our journey. Too many of us are sad and miserable and struggling because we're not living our journey. We're trying to impress somebody else. We're trying to get a better car, a better house, a better backyard, a better lawnmower, a better boat, if I could just get this, then. How many of you know that ain't gonna satisfy? If you've bought a few things in your life, say amen. You've tried to fill that void with all kind of stuff. I was talking to somebody before service. I said, I used to work in a nursing home. I never saw anybody in the nursing home wishing that they would have had one more product or wishing they had more money in the bank, or they was all wishing for better health. They were all wishing for better lives. They were wishing that they were not there. Oh, my goodness. I'm here to tell you that it's time for us, no matter where we are in life, to start living our journey day by day, day by day, each and every day, rejoicing in what God has already provided. Hebrews chapter 10 and 35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which is your great reward, for you have need for endurance. Why do we need to have a need for endurance? Because we will need some things in life to overcome. We will need some endurance. We will have to learn how to go through a lot of things in our lives on your journey. So that after you have done the will of God, I pause right there and look at that scripture real close now. That after, say after. After you, say me. After we have done the will of God, say the will of God. So it sounds like this. After I have done the will of God, I'll just let that ponder a minute. After I've done it, I might receive the promise. How many of you are ready for your promises? After I've done the will of God, I will receive my promises. For yet a little while, he who is coming will come. How many of you know he's coming? Do you know he's coming? Do you know he's coming? And he will not tarry, nor will the just shall. Now that the just shall live by faith, living daily by faith, living daily by faith. I know it didn't say that there, but it says living by faith. I'm adding daily because it is a day by day life. Do you know it is? Do you know you got to get up tomorrow morning? Some of you are saying, no, I don't want to. Living by faith daily. But if anyone, listen to what this says. Listen carefully. This is the word of God. For if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. If you're drawing back, if you're saying, not yet, Lord. If you're saying, no, I'm not going to do that. How many of you know that if we're drawing back and we're holding back what God wants to do in our life, he has no pleasure in that. Has no pleasure in that. Don't quit. Say, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't wait for anybody else. Your thrill is gone. Get it back. Go back and get what God has in store for you. Go back and take what God has in store for you. He wants to encourage you this morning. Sometimes people say, but I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where we're going, Lord. Where are we going? How many of you ever heard of Abraham? Oh, my. We'll get to him in just a minute. Don't give up. But how many of you know God knows exactly what he's doing? He knows where he's bringing you. So our job is following. Say, Lord, follow. I want to follow you. Lord, if you lead me, I will follow. I want to follow you, Lord. How many of you ready to follow the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul? Father, you see the hands of the ones that's desiring to follow you. Now, Lord, open our eyes that we might see the direction that you've called us to do and be in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Have you ever read the story of Abraham and Isaac? Anybody ever read that story? You know where God had, you know, told Abraham to bring his, you know, child up on the mountain and sacrifice him, or offer him, I should say, offer him as a sacrifice. Galatians 15 and 6 says, and he, Abraham, believed, say believed, and he, Abraham, believed the Lord, and he, God, accounted it to him for righteousness. Do you believe God today? Do you believe that he's called you? Do you believe that he set your feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus? Hebrews chapter 11 and 8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called and go out. He said, let me back up and read that now. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place where he would receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He just said, okay, Lord, you're calling me out here. I'm going to leave my town, my people, and I'm going to go to where you called me to go. By faith, he dwelled in the land of promise as a foreigner in the country, dwelled in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him who of the same promise. For he waited. Say waited. For he waited for a city. Mm-hmm. Do we have a city? That which foundation and whose builder and maker is God. You see, we've got to wait on that city that God wants to bring us to. And that city is your life, your spiritual life, your understanding of God. He wants to build, he wants to bring the foundation of our lives, whose builder and maker. How many of you love Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul? Are we waiting on God who will provide all of what we need? Or do we just go ahead and try things in our own strength? Genesis 22 and 1. Now it came to pass. I love that. I love that things come to pass. How many of you are glad some things have come to pass in your life and you're beyond that now? All right. Now it came to pass after these things that God, listen to this. You know, you was glad that those other things were gone, right? You went past them, you got through it. And listen what the scripture says. Now it came to pass all these things that God, what? Tested Abraham. Malk, are you kidding me? Do I got to be tested more? How many of you have been tested? How many of you know that after you got all that stuff come to pass, there's another test. And it's coming. And Abraham said, Abraham. And he said, here am I. God said, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Have you ever heard God's call? Did he call your name? Have we obeyed the truth? How are we understanding that today is your journey? Today is your calling. Is it enough that we worried about yesterday's manna? Do we worry about what happened yesterday? Oh, I got saved. I got filled with the Spirit. I got baptized. But what are we doing today? I was talking to somebody this week. This week, I was talking to somebody, and they said, you know, financially, I've helped a bunch of people. I've given them this much, and I've helped them get through this, and I'm help them get through that. And you know what's amazing? Because you can help people. How many of you ever help people? Anybody? All right, we can have a good church. Y'all help people. But watch this. You can help somebody for 16 years every day. And tomorrow, if you can't help them, they're mad at you. They're rebuking. They're cussing you out. What? You can't help me today? What? You see how people can be? So if we allow ourselves to fall into the trap of allowing somebody else's opinion of us take away from who we are in Christ, what are we doing? You see, we got to just let all that, let it go. Say, let it go. Now look right at your neighbor and say, let it go. Come on, we got to let it go. Sometimes people want to sue you, you know, that's okay. God's in control, amen? Say amen. Real loud, say amen. Oh, you're getting sued now. Anyway, just to let you know, God's got this. He's not surprised. Just think how many times we have, Just think how many times we have failed God. How many times we told him, Lord, I promise you, I'll do this. 2 days later, we forgot that promise that we said Sunday morning sitting in the pew. Hallelujah, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord, I promise you the moon. I will live by faith. I will walk. I won't walk by sight. I'll walk by faith. Hallelujah, I'm a man of God. And then Tuesday, we're cussing the friend out that we was told, we told the Lord we'd be praying for him. Uh-oh, what's going on? You see, we got to learn each day, we got to come before the throne and ask him, oh, Lord, help me crucify this flesh. Because the old flesh, the old man, the old nature just wants to rise up and do what we want to do. Lord, help me. How many of you know that too shall come to pass? Watch this, what it says in Revelations 2 and 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh, we've heard that a few times around here. To him who overcomes, say overcomes. You see, we've got to learn to be an overcomer. Just like that, you got to cry out to Father. I will give, watch this, I will give him some of the hidden manna. Do you know we need some hidden manna each and every day of our life? Too many of us are trying to go back and live off the manna that we picked up yesterday. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, I ate some yesterday. That was sufficient for yesterday. Today, you need new manna. Say, I need new manna. Daily, we need the Word of God. Daily, we need what is it? We need whatever it is to help us get through. Watch this. And I will give you, watch this. And I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give you a white stone, and on a stone, a new name written. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got a new name written in glory. How about you? Hallelujah. Help someone. Oh, help me, Lord. Do you realize that this Christian life, somebody lied to you a long time ago and told you it was a joyride. Somebody promised you a bed of roses. How many of you know it's not been a bed of roses? It has not necessarily been a joyride. Now, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice in God's presence daily. I love God. I love worshiping him. But sometimes life is tough. Sometimes I got to endure. Sometimes I got to learn how to overcome. But when everything comes to pass, when everything comes to where we should be with the Lord, guess what? It's an awesome place to be. At the end of the day, when you lay your head down on the pillow, you can say, thank you, Jesus, for another wonderful day. Lord, thank you for another great day. Lord, I pray for that person that irritated me, that pulled out in front of me in the car. I pray for that Walmart lady that made me stand in that line while she went and got changed. Lord, I pray for that manager. Lord, I pray for my boss that's a no-good, dirty jerk. And Lord, I pray for my spouse, hallelujah, that's giving me a hard time. Lord, I pray for my president, Lord, even though he opens his mouth and says the wrong things at the wrong time. Lord, I pray that he would learn how to shut up. Lord, I pray that you would just give him wisdom. How many of you know we need to pray for our president? How many of you know we need to pray for all of the people in authority, the Bible says. All of the people in authority. We need to be praying for them daily. I try to post almost every morning on my Facebook page. I try my hardest. I don't always do it, but I try. I say, Lord, let's pray for our families, our friends, and our leaders today. I try to do that every day. Sometimes I forget. How many of y'all ever forget? Are y'all lying? Back to the story of Abraham's test with Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, because it's 12 o'clock now. In case you didn't know, I'm going to go ahead and look in your watch. I'm just starting a sermon. Hallelujah. You only got three more pages. Genesis chapter 22 and 2 says this. Then, hey, we didn't have children's church today, so I don't have to rush. They ain't going to be in the bag. And he said, now take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer, say offer, and offer him as a burnt offering. You notice he didn't say kill him. He said go to the mountain and offer him as a burnt offering. Offer him. You see, God's judging what? Our heart. What? This is a tough story for a lot of people to read, but when you read it, that Abraham had faith. When you know he knew God shall supply then it becomes just another obedient step. Offer him as a burnt offering for one of the mountains which I will tell you. He didn't even tell him what mountain to go to yet. He said, just go out there and I'm going to point out which one to go to when you get there. See, sometimes we have trouble trusting God and believing God and saying, Lord, I need to know where you want me to go. You just get in the car and drive. I'm going to bring you. Watch this. I just had this little revelation, just a little aside. This is a little personal thing for me to do, okay? When I was a young man, I used to ride horses. I had ponies. And every now and then, a horse would break through a fence and get out. Anybody ever had that experience? Okay. Your horses get out. And a couple of times, my mother would wake up. She said, come on, I got to go get them horses. I said, Mom, don't say that. We got to go get those horses. And then I'd say, okay, we'd put on some clothes and run and chase horses for a little while. One night, we were driving around, and she said, see, this is where I learned how to pray. Things like this. My mom stopped the car. We're in the middle of the road. She just stood about 2 o'clock in the morning. And she says, Lord, I don't have a clue where this horse might be. Lord, show me where to go. And then she pressed on the gas pedal, went up, took a left, and there's both the horses standing there. And I ain't going to tell you what happened to me when I grabbed onto the horses. But anyway, trust in the Lord. Watch what God will do. He's going to bring you to right to where you need to be. Amen? So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkeys and took 2 young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went up to the place which God had told him to go. Now, on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder. That's how we know he was a southerner. He went yonder and worshiped. And we, he said, we. Did you see the we? Say we. And we will come back to you. You see, this is before it even happened. Abraham knew that his God shall supply all of his needs. How many of you need some supplication? You need some supplies in your life. You need something right now God needs to provide for you. Father, you see the hands of the people that are in need of something. Lord, you know what it is, and they know what it is. Now, Lord, we know that you're Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we know that you are our provider. So, Lord, we speak, Lord, provision, Lord, for these folks. Lord, we speak the word of God right now. We loose provision in their lives in Jesus' name. And if you want it, say amen. Amen. Okay, that's if you wanted it. So he says, we will come back. And the story goes on, and Abraham prepared to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac said, Dad, I see the wood. And Lord, and Dad, I see the fire, but I don't see the lamb. Dad, what's up? Have you ever just talked to God? Have you ever just said, Dad, what's up? I just don't get it. I don't understand. Why is this happening? You see, we can do that with our Heavenly Father. And this is what Abraham said to Isaac. He said, God will provide the lamb. How many of you know God provided the lamb? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So he bound up Isaac and placed him on the altar. And just about that time when God intervenes. How many of you know sometimes God really puts you right to the end of your limit? You know, how many of you have ever said this prayer? Watch it. I'm just being honest because this is me. This is the way I pray. God, don't you know this is it's time? God, where are you? And sometimes he waits till you're at your end. And when you really come to your end is when you truly will pray sincerely. And that's what he's looking for the whole time. Daily relationship. Daily asking and talking with him. Watch this. Genesis 22 and 11. But the angel of the Lord came to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am, Lord. And he said, don't lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I have known you have feared God, and since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him was a ram caught in the thicket of the thorns. I just felt the revelation for somebody today. The Lord says, stand up and turn around and look to where God is, where you left him. And the Lord says, I have the ram. I have what is needed for you right behind you. And you've been looking ahead and leaving me behind. The Lord says, today's your day. Stop. Go home and say a prayer and look behind you and say, what do you have here for me, Lord? For the rams caught up in the thicket. It's right there behind you. And you've been looking in the wrong place. You've been looking for your provision. You've been looking for your ability, your talent, your skills to get you to where you need to be. And God says, trust me. I shall prepare a lamb for you. Wow, he's got something for somebody. If that's you, say amen. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and the ram was caught. And Abraham went to took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. Wow. Do you know the Lord will provide? Wow. Say, I know. My Lord will provide for me. As it was said this day on the mountain of the Lord, it shall be provided. God has prepared for you something. God has prepared something for you today. Has the Lord prepared something for you today? How many of you are ready to receive what God has in store and prepared for you? Say amen. Amen. Listen. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself, God says, I have sworn. Because you have done these things, because you've obeyed, because you have followed me, I will not withhold and have not withhold your son, your only son. Blessings, I will bless you. What did he say? Blessing. What did he say? Blessing. I will bless you. You want a blessing? Be a blessing. You want multiplication? Multiply. He's going to multiply. Watch. Your descendants shall be the stars of heaven, and your sands will on the seashore. And your descendants shall prosper in the gates of your enemies. In the gates of your enemies, your descendants shall prosper. If that's you, stand on your feet this morning. And the seed of all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Are you a part of the seed of Abraham? Do you realize that you are part of what God's got in store for you? Do you know you have a part to play in what God has in store for you? So Abraham returned to the young man, and he rose and went to Bethsaida, and Abraham dwelt in Bethsaida. Will we follow the Lord God daily? Will we ever say, Lord, that's too much? Lord, stop blessing me. You've blessed me so much. I'm going to do my best to follow the Lord. I'm going to do my best to follow Jesus. Are you ready for your calling? Are you ready for your journey to start today? Do you realize that this is the day that the Lord has made? Are you going to rejoice and be glad in it? Are you going to let the rocks cry out louder than you? Are you going to give God glory and honor and praise and do his name? Or are we just going to sit back and watch life go by? Here's another day. Here's another day goes by. Here's another day goes by. Say another day. Do you just want to live another day? Or do you truly want to do what God's called you to do? The devil is seeking whom he may devour. Will you stop allowing him to devour you? Or will you allow him to keep destroying your life? Will you allow him to keep distracting you? Will you allow him to quit? Will you allow the devil to take your blessings? Or you say, this is it, I had enough. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. It's going to be tough, it's going to be rough, it's going to be hard sometimes, but I have decided to follow Jesus. Is the Lord Jesus Christ your provider today? If he's your provider, raise both your hands and say, Lord, you're my provider. Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. Lord, you're my provider. Come on, it's time for us to start shouting at the devil and say, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're messing with me. You're messing with me, and I've got the Holy Ghost in me. You're messing with me, and the Lord God Almighty loves me so much that He has given me the Holy Spirit to cast you out, to say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Resist the devil, and he's got to do what? Flee. Jesus, we resist the devil, Lord. We resist him, Lord, and we rebuke him. We say, be gone in Jesus' name. Father, today, Lord, I surrender. I surrender afresh and anew. Jesus, just as I am, you love me. Just as I am, you called me. Lord, I love you. And I give you glory and honor and praise. I'm no longer going to try to do it in my own strength. I no longer want to try. Lord, I'm going to do my best and forget the rest. Lord, I want to run after you. I want to run, Lord. I want to run with endurance the race that you set before me, oh God. Lord, I'm not going to look to the left nor to the right. I'm not going to focus on what's happening over here and what's happening over there. And, ooh, what's going to happen next? And, Lord, I'm going to give you all the glory. Lord, I want to surrender, oh God, and just follow you just as I am. Lord, you've called us up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. We praise you, God. We praise you. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. Tell them you love them. Be bold. Step out past your comfort zone. Hope to see you next week.